Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, I'll be finishing up the second half of my NBA training camp battles as far as your starters and all that kind of stuff. So we went through Atlanta, got to all the way to the Lakers. Now we will go as far as, I actually skipped a team, but we'll go to Indiana, then from there, Milwaukee on down, as far as alphabetical goes. So just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are going through the training camp for the NBA. NBA season will start less than a month from now. So we got some nice little battles that'll take place. So we'll go through all the teams. I already took care of, alphabetically wise, Atlanta got through to the Houston Rockets. Then I skipped over Indiana for some reason. I don't know why. And I did the two LA teams. So we'll do Indiana, then we'll jump to Milwaukee, and we'll finish it up from there. So with that said, let's do it. So the Indiana Pacers, the runners up from last year, guys, you already know they're going to be without Tyrese Haliburton. So starting in his place, with no debate whatsoever, it'll be Andrew Nembhard. He'll be the point guard for the moment. Can he produce the kind of offense that Tyrese can? That remains to be seen. But that's what's happening as far as that goes. TJ McConnell will back him up, as he does with Haliburton. So Nembhard slides from the off guard to the point guard position. So there you go. But nonetheless, they do have a dilemma at the center position, because remember, Miles Turner left Indiana for Milwaukee. So you now left a hole in the middle there, which will be filled by either Isaiah Jackson, who's coming off a Achilles tear from last year. So he's the leader in the clubhouse. Mind you, he is a bit undersized at 6'9", as your center. Versus a Jay Huff, who you brought in after you lost Miles Turner. He's a stretch five as well, guys. Jay Huff, who played for the Memphis Grizzlies. And he's over 7 feet tall, but is a stretch five. So, if you're Rick Carlisle, do you go with a guy who has similar traits as a Miles Turner and Jay Huff without the interior defense, or do you go with a traditional big and Isaiah Jackson? So that's your dilemma if you're Rick Carlisle. So we'll see what he decides as far as that goes. Otherwise, you're set pretty much everywhere else. It's just that deal as far as that goes. So, yes. So you'll still have Naismith at a forward position, Pascal Siakam at the other, at the four. So you're good to go. It's just your center that you have to worry about. So with that said, let us continue. Now we're jumping down to the Milwaukee Bucks. And of course, with no Damian Lillard, you released him once you brought in a Miles Turner. So that left a gaping hole in your point guard position. So it will be, I think it's actually a three-player battle here. You have Kevin Porter Jr., 6'4", ultra-talented guys, but, you know, off-the-court issues have plagued him throughout his career, guys. So he's one of the candidates. Cole Anthony, who, remember, guys, he went over in that Memphis trade then got released, and then the Milwaukee Bucks pick him up. So he'll be the other candidate there who's more of a guy who's usually comes off your bench to give you punch that way. And then a third candidate is Ryan Rollins, who actually last year did start in place of Damian Lillard, and he played well, actually, in his place. So I think he's a bit of a sleeper amongst these three guys. So what does Doc Rivers do in this regard? I don't say that Kevin Porter Jr. is a layup to get the point guard position, no pun intended. I think Ryan Rollins has a good shot here. So it bears watching, but I would not be the least bit stunned that Ryan Rollins ends up as your point guard. And they're also saying, too, guys, you got to remember this. They're also saying that Giannis will kind of play some point forward as far as that goes. So your point guard, he just has to be adequate enough. He has to be a shot maker. He has to be solid. So you don't need somebody who can, you know, with the immense talent that a Dame Lillard has, it's hard to fill those shoes as is. But as long as he can be, I don't want to say serviceable, but he can be a solid player in that position, you'll be just fine. So that's the situation as far as the Milwaukee Bucks go. Let us continue. Actually, let us talk about Memphis. I should have mentioned Memphis before the Bucks, but it is what it is. The Memphis Grizzlies, they're pretty set as far as their positions go. They have Ja Morant. Everything seems to be fine with Ja, you know, health-wise and all the things. So he should be okay in that regard. Then your off guard will be Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who came over in the deal for Desmond Bane. So that's your other guard there. Also, your rookie from last year will be at the three, Jalen Wells. He will be your three guys. That's who you'll have there as far as that goes. Your power forward, obviously, is Jaren Jackson Jr., who you just signed to that humongous deal, guys. You just signed his name on the dotted line, so you're good to go there as far as that goes. And then your center is Zach Edey, a rookie from last year as well, who played very well for them, guys. So Jalen Wells, like I said, is your small forward. Jaren Jackson at the four, and Zach Edey at the five. And your back quarters, Ja Morant and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So you got a nice veteran in there in your backcourt to pair with a Ja Morant, who I think will probably play with a chip on his shoulder this season. So interesting times there for the Memphis Grizzlies under the new, well, the interim coach who's now has the job full time, Tomas Ilso. So there you have that. All right, guys, so let us continue. The Miami Heat. Miami Heat under Eric Spoelstra. I think they're pretty solid overall as far as their training camp battles. Of course, you just got the news about Tyler Hero. He's going to miss 8 weeks. So you have a major issue there. But in the interim, I think Davion Mitchell will fill that position in his place. I definitely think that, guys. So you should be okay in that regard. So you're good there. And then also, on your roster as well. You have at the other guard position will probably be Norman Powell. He'll be your other guard there. You got him in the three-way deal with the Clippers. So he comes over. Your three right now will be by default Andrew Wiggins. He'll be your three guys. Your four is Bam Adebayo, of course. And then the five is who he actually played very well for them last year, guys. The young center that you brought over, no, that you got through the draft, Kel-El Ward, that's your center. So as far as Miami, you're set, you're good to go in that regard. So let us continue. The Minnesota Timberwolves under the guiding hand of Chris Finch. Right now, it's your point guard position that's up for grabs. Of course, you have the grizzled veteran, Mike Connolly, 6'1". He is 37 years old, guys. And then you have his heir apparent, Rob Dillingham, who missed some. He only played 49 games for them last season, guys. 6'1", is same height as a Connolly. And he's mega talented, guys. So it's just a matter of time before he takes the reins. Will he take it right away with this training camp, with this preseason? We'll see. But that's your battle there. As far as Chris Finch goes, which way he goes will be interesting to see. So we'll see what happens in that regard. So that is the Minnesota situation. Let us continue. The New Orleans Pelicans, guys, under Willie Green. I think this is a pivotal year for Willie Green, I think. Your shooting guard situation. Now, this is actually for later on in the season. DeJounte Murray, once he comes back, what happens? Now, right now, you have a Jordan Poole who will be at the off-guard position in the interim. But for all intents and purposes, guys, it's sounding a lot like at the point guard position, they are looking at Jeremy Fears to be their point guard, guys, who was just a rookie in this draft. So they have high expectations for him, guys. So he'll be your point guard the way it's shaping out, with Jordan Poole being at the shooting guard position. Now, once DeJounte get back, then you got a decision to make. So what will that be? We'll see. So we'll see how that goes. But that's a decision that'll have to happen down the road. It's not a training camp decision per se. So there you go. So that is the situation with New Orleans. Now to my New York Knicks. Under the coaching styles of a Mike Brown. Of course, he was brought in for Tom Thibodeau. And this is the deal, guys. Shooting guard. And I say this because, and there's always been glimpses, guys. Josh Hart, who's the engine, the heart and soul of this team, guys, at 6'4", who we just got a glimpse just the other day in practice where he was running with the second team. So, will Mike Brown install Mikal Bridges at the two and have Josh Hart coming off your bench, thus giving you a lineup of Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, and Mitchell Robinson. Will that be your starting five, or will it be Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, and Karl Anthony Towns with Mitchell Robinson coming off your bench? So it can go either way, guys. I think from early word and an early look, it looks like, because remember, guys, in the playoffs, Tom Thibodeau actually had Josh Hart coming off the bench because, you know, they went down 2-0 to the Indiana Pacers and felt they had to shake up the lineup. So Josh Hart goes down and goes to the bench and you start a Mitchell Robinson. So will that hold for this season? That's a huge question. We'll see which way that Mike Brown goes. Early indications, Josh Hart may be going to the bench. So we'll see what happens. But interesting times in New York, that's for sure. So let us continue. The Oklahoma City Thunder. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Your defending champs, guys. Seems like they're set. They're good to go. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at your point guard position. At the off guard right now, you could go Lu Dort. And then at your forward position, you got both Jalen Williams and you also have Chet Holmgren at the other forward. Or you can interchange and have Jalen Williams at the two and then Dort at the three, Chet Holmgren at the four, and then Isaiah Hartenstein at your five. Then you can also go SGA. You could go Cason Wallace, which you did some of last season. Then you do Lu Dort. You do Jalen Williams. And then at the five, you do a Chet Holmgren, depending on the matchup. So you can go either way. Mark Daigneault, he's the mad scientist over there. He'll mix and match the way he sees fit. So interesting times for your defending world champions, the Thunder. So there you go. Let us continue, guys. The Orlando Magic. Now, this is another team I think are pretty much set as far as their starters go and what happens with them. Under Jamal Mosley, you have, of course, Jalen Suggs, your point guard. Provided you need him healthy, you need him ready and good to go. At your two guard, Desmond Bane, who you got in the trade, as I mentioned, guys, that's your two. Your three and your four, Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero. And then at your center, Wendell Carter Jr. So there you have it as far as that goes. So I think you're set as far as your starters go. Your bench situation, you can plug and play, and you got guys there you can bring in and give you punch. So I think Orlando Magic, I think they're okay. Moving on, the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, they're in a very interesting situation, guys, because as of this episode, this one right here, they don't have a timetable on the return of Embiid. They don't have a timetable on the return of Paul George. So this leads for a lot of interesting in that regard. So bear that in mind. So, but I think the major position that you need to look at, guys, that they need to look at as far as starters go, is the shooting guard. Right now, for Nick Nurse, you can go with Jarrett McCain, who was a rookie flash last season, and then he went down with the knee injury. He's 6'3", guys. Or you can go with your third pick overall in the draft, VJ Edgecombe. So that's another guy you can look at as far as your starters go. And then remember, too, Quentin Grimes, what a fine job he did for them. But he is unsigned at this moment. So we'll see what happens in that regard. But right now, guys, they're now talking that Jarrett McCain could miss part of the season. He has a UCL tear. So now this could fast track VJ Edgecombe as one of your starters, guys, to start next to a Tyrese Maxey. So there you go there. And then remember, too, guys, with the health situation of an Embiid, sure, you have as far as his backup goes, Andre Drummond is still a guy who can come in and fill in a pinch for Joel Embiid. As far as Paul George goes, they'll probably go with a Justin Edwards. In that regard, he's a guy who can be somebody that's in the mix as far as filling time for them at the four position. So keep that in mind also, guys. But, yeah, Nick Nurse got his hands full with that MASH unit over there. Oh, boy. I tell you. So, oh, and also Kelly Oubre will be at your three. So, actually, you could also go a Trendon Walford at your four position if George isn't ready, Paul George. Justin Edwards, he seems like he's more of a three than a four. So you have that. And then remember, they drafted Johnny Broom in the second round. So he's a guy who can play the four position. He can give you a few minutes at the five as well. So all that you take into consideration as far as that goes. But again, Nick Nurse, I think he's really under the gun this season. He's one of those coaches that will be on the hot seat as far as that goes. I'll give you my hot seat coaches once I do my season preview. So, but that is the situation as far as Philly goes. Let us continue. The Phoenix Suns, I actually think this is one of the few teams that don't have too many issues as far as starters goes. You're going to have Devin Booker probably being forced to play the one position, given the situation over there, which, you know, I'm sure for him, he'll do whatever it takes as far as filling a role and all those sort of things. So I don't think that'll be an issue for him. So we'll see what happens there. And then at your two guard, Jalen Green, who came over in the KD deal. So he'll be your shooting guard. Dylan Brooks will probably be at the three. At the four position, they'll probably go Ryan Dunn, their rookie from last year. They'll stick him in at the four position. And then your center will probably be Mark Williams, who you ended up getting. So he'll be your starting center with Nick Richards backing him up, kind of like they did for one another back at Charlotte with the Hornets. So I think that situation is straight as far as that goes. let us continue. Portland Trail Blazers. I think that's another team that's pretty much set as far as your positions go. At the point will be Drew Holiday. I don't think there's any illusions as far as that go. Scoot Henderson was not going to beat him out. Oh, by the way, Scoot Henderson, he now will miss some time with a hamstring that he teared, that he just recently teared. So he'll be out about a month or two. So bear that in mind, guys. So, but Drew Holiday will be your point guard to start the season. As far as shooting guard goes, the space has opened up for a guy like Shaedon Sharpe, who showed you flashes last season. So he'll be there at the off guard position. As far as your small forwards, Dede Avaji, who had a fine season for them last year, he'll be at the three. Jeremy Grant, provided you don't move him, he'll be at your four. With, of course, Tumani Kamara, who played fine for them last year, he'll be breathing down his neck. So Jeremy Grant could be a guy who could be on the move eventually. And then at center, Donovan Clingman. That'll be your center for Portland. So Portland's pretty much set. And then next, the following season, you'll have Damian Lillard in the fold. So then we'll talk next year about the point guard battle that will take place. So that's a story for next year. Let us continue. The Sacramento Kings, guys. Now, they're a team, speaking of point guards, they're going to have a point guard dilemma on their hands, I think. As far as you brought in a Dennis Schroeder in free agency, he's a veteran point guard who showed you something last year for the Detroit Pistons, especially in the playoffs against the Knicks. So you bring him in, and he'll be battling the likes of a Nick Clifford, who really shined in the summer league this past summer, guys. So he's a guy 6'6", a rookie. So it'll be interesting to see the direction that Doug Christie goes as far as which one of these guys to start. So other than that, they're set. Otherwise, in their lineups with Zach LaVine, with DeMar DeRozan, Keegan Murray, and then, of course, your center is Domantas Sabonis. So you're good to go in that regard. And then also to remember, guys, a guy like Malik Monk will probably see some time at the point. He actually played pretty well at the point in spurts for the Kings. So even he could be a candidate in all of this. So who knows? We'll see. So that is the Kings situation. The San Antonio Spurs under Mitch Johnson, who was handpicked by Greg Popovich to be his successor. Right now, I think the battle for them is at the small forward. So do you go Harrison Barnes, who's the old man on the roster at 33 years old? Think about it. Harrison Barnes, I remember when he was the young buck for the Golden State Warriors. Now he's the old man here with the San Antonio Spurs. So that's one forward position. That's one person, a candidate. And then Devin Vassell, who got squeezed out of the shooting guard thanks to Stephon Castle, who had a fine rookie campaign, so much so he ended up being rookie of the year. So do you move a Devin Vassell to the three now to give you some more firepower there? That's an option, guys, so we'll see what happens. I don't think the four is too much of a battle. I understand people think maybe a Keldon Johnson can get in there as far as that goes, but I don't see that. I don't see that at all. I think they got higher hopes, guys. They have higher hopes for a Jeremy Sochan. So, who they tried at point guard last season, that was an epic fail. So, there you have that. But, nonetheless, I think small forward is the place where the battle will be. Let us continue. The Toronto Raptors, I think they're okay as long as injuries don't beset them, which it did last season. At your point guard, Emmanuel Quickley, provided he can have a healthy season there. At your two will probably be RJ Barrett. He'll be your two guys. Moving from the three to the two now, how will that affect them? We'll see. At your three position, Brandon Ingram, who didn't play for you after you got him at the trade deadline. He should be healthy coming into this training camp. And then at the four, Scotty Barnes. We're still waiting for that breakout season there. So Scotty Barnes will be at your four. And then at the five, of course, is Jakob Poeltl. So they're pretty much set in that regard. A guy like Grady Dick is coming off your bench now. He was starting at the two, but with all the guys in front of him, which I told you guys when I talked about the offseason, how much of a logjam that'll be. So I'll be very interested to see what happens as far as those three guys. I'm actually surprised that they're going into training camp with all those guys there. So we'll see what happens. But that's the Toronto story. And I think this is a pivotal year for Darko Rajovic. So we'll see what happens there. The Utah Jazz and their coach, Will Hardy, who just got an extension in the offseason. So there you go there. Point guard. Does he go with Isaiah Collier, a guy who played point guard down the stretch for them, played it well as a rookie, versus a Keontae George, who entered the season last season as the starting point guard, but he got beset with injuries, and then he was out. Both of these guys are not great shooters, so there is that. And then also, you have Elijah Harkless, who's probably the better shooter of the three guys, which isn't saying too much, but so I think it's a three-horse race there. Collier is the better distributor of the basketball between all three. So, but can you stand to start him giving his shooting woes? We'll see what happens. And then at power forward, guys, now that you don't have a John Collins there, I think it's a race between Taylor Hendricks, who they have high hopes for, guys. This will be his third. He only played three games, guys. He had a leg injury and was out for the season. So we'll see what happens there. And a Kyle Filipowski, who's one of those grit guys. One of your guys who, you know, he'll come in and fill in a pinch. He'll give you grit. He'll give you tough play. And then also on the outside looking in is a Kevin Love, who's long in the tooth, guys. I think his days of starting is pretty much over. I'd be stunned if he has a resurrection with the Jazz. But I think it's really a two-headed race between Hendricks and Filipowski. So we'll see there. And then the last team, the Washington Wizards, coached by Brian Keefe. And the battle will be at power forward between Bilal Coulibaly who's in his third season, guys. And then that'll be versus a Tyshawn George, who showed you a lot of promise as a rookie, guys. He's 6'8", along with Koulibaly, who's 6'8". And then a sleeper, guys, that I keep my eye on him, Cam Whitmore, who they were able to pry away from Houston. I keep my eye on this guy. He's a local guy as well, so I keep a close eye on the situation with him as far as that goes. But I think this could be a three-horse race, and I wouldn't sleep on Whitmore as far as that goes. Maybe some of these guys move to another position, but keep your eye on Whitmore. That's all I'm going to say. All right, guys, so I thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find all my clips, my full episodes, and also on the website, donate, guys. Donate, donate. I have all my information there. Cash App, of course, is $GD, that's sports dude. $GD, that's sports dude. Also, PayPal, buy me a coffee. Spotify, donate, guys. My email, allthingsbasketballgd@outlook.com. You can send me emails there. Also, guys, podcast platforms, I'm on them all. Apple, Spotify, the whole works. YouTube, I have a channel there, guys, with clips and full episodes. LinkedIn, I put my link to my episodes there. Socials, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's really about it. So, guys, we are soon approaching episode 300. I'm working behind the scenes, guys. They have a special showing for that episode, guys. So stick with me. It's going to be hopefully some surprise guests will come in. So I'm working behind the scenes, guys. So just bear with that. I thank you for listening as always. We'll talk soon. Take care.